One guy's like, why don't you hang back next time we make sandwiches? Hey!
Why do you have to start the show with hey?
Because we had
a real genuine moment happening, and you have to go into this fucking autopilot shit. This hey!
Aaron Berg is here.
Yeah,
all
I'm
time.
Here. Fucking the trains ran. This goddamn that digger lover. De Blasio. What did I text you? I texted De Blasio's gay.
I get the second, and it wasn't long, thank God. But like after yesterday, I get down. I'm over at 116th and Lex. I get on the 6th and it just says delay. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
But then it was there in 2 minutes. But
if I had a black son, that's what I'd name him. Delay. Right? We're delay. He late. He delayed.
He delay.
Oh, why you say he delayed? Like that his name
that's
a verb?
Name. That's his name, delay.
No, he delayed.
He delayed.
Yeah, he delayed.
Again.
But great. So Gino and I get in the same elevator. I waited. I didn't want to get on the super honger elevator. I kill in the elevator usually. I do some really good riffs. Once he had his weird shoes on, and I go, hey, what are you doing after this except returning those shoes back to your girlfriend? And there's a black dude just starts laughing hysterically. I kill in the elevator.
His credit, I'm wearing these hideous duck boots because it's raining and I don't give a fuck. I don't want my titties to get wet. And we're on an elevator. Think about how funny this has to be. We're in an enclosed elevator. There's no space. And right as the door opens, he said, hey, what are you doing after this? He goes, and then the guy gets on. Well, the guy gets on. He's like, what are you doing after this? He goes, other than bringing those shoes back to your wife. And the guy, there's nowhere to hide. Think about the you know, the privacy of another. And he doesn't even care. He's like, he can't. He's like, ah! He's like, ah, he called you a faggot.
Give him some faggot shoes. I'm going to rape you.
And I just lose. I'm like, this was worth the day because that is a genuine, this is what we talk about. And another time you were roasting, you were doing the roast of Yamini.
Oh,
And he goes, and we're sitting on the elevator and he's like.
From Baltimore.
And he goes, and he's trying the new line. Allow me just to give you the. He's trying the new line. There's like three people. And he's like, here's one of the lines I wrote. I think it's good. He's like, I saw that Yamanika's from Baltimore. I saw that documentary on Baltimore called The Wire. Okay. And the fucking guy next to me while I'm laughing goes, that's really funny. He doesn't even know him. He's like, that's really funny.
It was funny. So today we get on and Gabby Hoffman comes in the elevator and we haven't seen Gabby in a while.
Smiling. Just trying to make peace.
Stinking like too much perfume, which leads me to believe pussy stinks.
That's right.
So that's the dead giveaway. If you're wearing old lady perfume and you're fucking under 40, your fucking yam is hammered. It fucking reeks. So I say...
Who else is on the elevator?
I go, hi, Gabby. There was her. There was an older black woman from Selma.
You don't know. We didn't ask where she was from. You're just making an assumption.
She looks like she was part of the civil rights movement.
Her name may have been Selma.
Yeah.
I've watched good
And then
stuff.
Some other people, maybe a honger or two.
Three hongers.
There's a lot of hongers in this building.
I can't keep track.
No. And
I thought they were her family.
Gabby, and she goes, I would have liked your show, but I don't like all the anti-Semitic stuff on it. And I go, I'm Jewish, you know. And she goes, yeah. And also, I don't like that you painted my face black while there's a black woman standing there.
It just says right there. Yeah. Oh.
And then Gina goes, it's stupid what we do. I go, actually, I think it's rather brilliant. Oh. And so,
I agree. I've said that countless times. I think what we do is brilliant and stupid at the same time. But when she goes, and she's like, well, I just wish you would do, and then when we get off, she's like, I wish you would do more to empower women. And you know Berg, he's like,
I go, today's an all-feminist show. And she goes, really? Who's here? And Gina goes, a porn star and a comic. And she goes, ugh.
Then we pressed her into her room and took what
It's
was
a
ours.
Big time to be feminist. Chrissy Mayer is going to come on the show today, and Chrissy's been getting fucking mad blowback for this Kate Willett thing.
I was getting mad blow from a few fans.
And these fucking, what's the politically, dykes.
Angry dykes.
They're like these lesbian open micers are really angry at Chrissy because they don't fucking work. One of them was, I've been reading.
I didn't, where are you reading it?
Someone's sending me these messages. I think there's like a all women's group or some shit. But anyway, someone's sending me these messages and it's like an open micer that every fifth post is like, today I thought about killing myself because of the Kavanaugh thing.
Oh.
And she's like, and Chrissy Mayer, she won't tag Chrissy.
Stop it.
But she keeps saying shit and it's not a positive thing. This bitch works. She's like, just got a job at a Greek cafe. And it's like, you're not even a comic. Why are you fucking talking about comic? You know what I think we should do?
Rape her.
Rape her.
You can't...
Because that just...
You could have seen all three of our fans go like, yeah, I don't...
Doesn't that... That lays down the gauntlet. That's like, look, you're afraid of rape, and I live by the expression, there's only one way out of hell. That's to throw yourself completely into it.
I didn't know that was an expression.
It's an expression. I used to have it on my wall when
Did
I started
really?
Doing comedy. So it's like, look, you hate rape, you're afraid of it, get raped. Yeah. Live a little. You know what I'm saying? I'm a survivor. Like I've lived
Are you?
Through it. I was sexually assaulted by a woman, so don't come at me with, oh, you were raped by a man. So you think it's better to be raped by a man? That
is
misogynist right there.
Yeah.
I think it's better to be raped by a woman, because I'm a feminist. So, you know, what are you coming at me with, you fucking dummy?
These?
They're dummies.
But these...
One of them goes, Chrissy Mayer runs a queer show at the Stonewall, which is true.
It's a great show.
Stonewall's where AIDS was invented,
by
the way.
No. Someone took monkey blood because they wanted to enhance their
soul. So you're saying AIDS is a black disease?
Yeah, it's a fact. Black people are born with no soul, so they thought they could steal one from a monkey because they're further evolved.
If they're born with no soul...
Why is this guy laughing? He's so racist.
If they're born with no soul, why do they sing and dance so well?
Because they have soul. That's the expression. You have soul.
So how can you have soul but have no soul?
Well, a lot of them in New Orleans practice voodoo where you can steal a soul.
Okay.
So that's how they get the soul, but there you go.
Here's a brand new line that I have. I'll go, hey, rape is awesome. And people go, really? And I go, well, this is America. And I go, just like that Donald Glover song about stereotypes that he stole from another black guy. This is America. So that's all. It's going to be a fun show today.
I'm telling you, and you'll get this, and it goes back to all these feminist open micers that somehow think comedy, and it's not their fault in a way, because they're being raised in this time. Like, we grew up, we started doing comedy watching people that made us fucking laugh so hard that we fell in love with, not fell in love with comedy, and I will say this, we fell in love with fucking laughing with our friends and busting balls, and these girls are like, oh, I want to be a comic too, because I want to be able to spout about fucking female anger and they're just, they miss the point. And I'll give us both props. I mean it I'm gonna start saying this more. I said it last night. LOL, let me go. How good does it feel to laugh? And I mean it, like we're on stage and we get these people that fucking laugh. They're like laughing and covering their wake up.
What? No.
You get these other people, this is what you watch on we should laugh.
Hey Aaron.
Yeah?
How good does it feel to love?
What a faggot.
It feels pretty good.
They're the same. You know, look, why don't you eat another hard-boiled egg, you cocksucker?
How nice is a warm hug, guys?
A warm hug is so good.
And I'm done. I don't care.
I like the way we've changed the show to make Gabby happy now. This is what I'm loving. Go get Gabby in here. Yeah. We're going to go by after and take a look at her sample sales. That's what she calls her pussy.
But that... She's trying to make peace. And
I made peace with her a long time ago.
So did I.
You know what I think would be great?
Raping her.
If we rape her.
You're gonna say that. Can't just default to rape.
But here's where it is. This would barely be rape because we're friendly. We're getting along.
No.
What if you just rape?
That would be exactly.
What if she's watching this? Now, I wonder if that is considered a rape threat.
What?
If I was like, hey, you know what would be cool is to rape her. I don't think that's a rape threat. I think that's a rape inquisition.
No.
Everyone calls everything a rape threat now.
It's a joke. Don't you want, and thank God we're on free every Monday. I mean, thank God.
Yeah.
And every Monday, I want to shout out to Liz and Keith the Cop and Allie, even though she keeps bouncing emails back, for getting this out there every Monday for free.
Liz doesn't work here anymore.
When did we get rid of Liz?
I think she went, she's at the Western Office.
I wanted to shimmy up into that girl's husky dress she was wearing.
Why?
Just take what was. Jimmy,
what's a husky dress?
It's like a size.
I like Liz. I took her to smoke cigars with me once.
She came to one of our shows once. A fun fucking time. Yeah. Alex called her a fat pig because I was talking to her once in public. Swear to God. John was there.
Why would she do that?
Because obviously if I'm talking to a girl, I'm about to fuck
her.
When
did she call?
Isn't that right, Crystal? Talk to me. All right, there you go.
Did she call her a fat pig to her face?
To her face.
No.
To her face. Why are you talking? I'm just saying, why is this fat pig? You're a fat pig. Why are you talking to her?
No.
Yes.
Alex is the best.
I'm going to fuck her again. That's a mistake.
Are you
going
to do sex on her?
Oh, she's, yes.
When?
I don't know. Probably Thursday. Listen,
all right.
I didn't have.
Well,
a
we got
point.
A big show. I'm excited. Alana's here.
Alana Love is great.
Yeah, she Maybe we'll invite her to throw axes.
Your wife already...
Get her to sit there and open her pussy and use it as a target.
Your wife calls me yesterday, and I do. You know, I've known her longer. I love her. She's like, hey, I want you to do me a favor with my job. And I'm like, I feel like I'm being set up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being set up. She's like, she's like, I'm having people up for the... And I'm like, waiting for a punchline, and there's a pause. I'm like, oh, of course I'll do that. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to go throw axes. I got to go pee.
All right. Well, you just...
The show. You'll be
there you go. While he's... John, he comes in every week, Chris Johnson or something. And while he's doing that, Daniel Golden's gonna run and grab some cups so we can do a shot like fucking gentlemen. All right. By the way, Daniel, the Golden's date. What did we do? And I'm gonna talk to you, Crystal. Grab that microphone right there. Yeah, hold it. Now hold the back of your head when you put it against your mouth, so it's like prom. What? Day one, we cannot thank you enough. And by the way, shout out to our buddy Chris who just showed up. Thank you. How was your first day here in New York? Like, you did our show.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
What's that, buddy?
This just in, Gino.
Talk to me.
A lot of squirrels love nuts, but not this squirrel.
He's not drinking,
is he? Oh, boy, are you going to love this story about a squirrel. A squirrel is part of the rodent family that can be seen in many cities, country places. They love trees. They love running around. They're like rats, but they have bushier tails and
the
much
We know what squirrels are, for fuck's sake. We live in Manhattan.
Awesome.
I had a squirrel. I woke up in my new apartment. Well, my sublet, like, I'd been there 3 days, and there was a squirrel in my room. Because it's over for me. He had eaten bread the day before, and I think I ate some of the bread. I'm part squirrel. Did anyone see the fly? I know what a fucking...
Squirrels
I know what
are
a
members
squirrel is.
Of the family Sciuridae, a family that includes small and medium-sized rodents.
Right.
The squirrel family includes tree squirrels, ground squirrels, chipmunks, marmots, including woodchucks, flying squirrels, and prairie dogs, amongst other rodents.
I didn't
squirrels
actually, I apologize,
are
I didn't
indigenous to the Americas, Eurasia, and Africa, and were introduced by humans to Australia.
Okay,
the earliest known squirrels date from the Eocene period and are most closely related to the mountain beaver and to the dormouse amongst other living rodent families.
Can we
but
get Aaron
this
back
squirrel
in here?
Is not just a normal squirrel.
Aaron!
This squirrel identifies as a lady squirrel.
All right.
Bring us the story, Gino.
Oh, I think our gal would love this. Squirrel with very large breast. Ariana Grande has a pig. Okay. Squirrel with very large breast drives Japanese social media wild.
Oh, it's a crazy. It's a squirrel with a bigger blast. Oh, look at a bigger blast. Oh, I'm typing a social media.
I'll say it again, Gabby.
Squirrel.
It's a very clever show.
It's a squirreler. Squirreler. Oh, look at a squirreler with a bigger blast. Oh, he's a social media squirreler. Twitter users claim the squirreler was a near-rife Disney character. Look at a squirreler.
Okay, we get it.
Oh, I'm a Japanese and I'm on the internet.
Japanese social media. Well, you get it. It's a squirrel with tits, right? Is that the
look
thing?
At the tits on a squirreler.
The joke was well received, with the photograph being shared by more than 45,000 other users. The quote-unquote large-breasted, you know what I'm talking about, Crystal.
Hey, Gino, you want to do a fuck on me? I got a large bliss.
You got large bliss. The photo posted by BobLim1204.
Just to riff my tear and slide it in.
I could probably fit my penis between your
breasts.
Oh,
look at the calyx in a cage.
Some user declared that he'd managed to find the real-life Clarice, who is the love interest. Just as we all know of Disney's Chip and Dale. You know, white guy who probably uses it for bait when you're luring children into your van. Okay. The zoo in Inokashira.
Oh, I just got my nails done, but look at my bigger bliss. I'm a Japanese squirrel.
Okay, we get it. It's a squirrel with tits.
Yes, you want to fuck him with tits?
Look at this story. This story has eight
Gino,
one-line bullets and everyone basically said
down.
The squirrel has tits. I get it.
Squirreler has tits.
I get it. The squirrel has tits. That's all you've said. Although I didn't know they were related to dormouses. That is plural. Look it up.
Ugh.
It's not dormice. It's dormouses.
Look, he's a 36 a double D.
I'm done. We needed more whiskey.
Look at the huge knockers.
We spent 5 minutes on a squirrel with tits. Are we just...
One,
it's not
two,
Thursday.
One, two, three, four. Undercut a tit war.
Okay.
Hey, who do you think have a bigger blast, me or Titmouse?
All right, you win. It was
you
worth
want
it.
A rick of my acorns?
The Japanese squirrel is a threatened species because they eat them. They eat squirrels in that fucking country.
What? What you say? Who coming to eat me?
Do you understand all
that? You want to eat my titties?
By the way, I'm sorry, tit squirrel. I didn't get your name. What is your name?
Megan.
Megan. No. All right, Megan. You do realize you're surrounded with food. You got some carrots there. Looks like some corn. They're fattening you up so they can fucking eat you.
Oh, is it not true? They're fattening me up so that I could do porn where only BRCA guys fuck me.
You're going to do black porn? Well, we can hook you up with, we have a guest coming in today. She's very familiar with that métier.
Ooh, thank you, deep discount.
No, that's Garrett's line. He's not in there, obviously, because you're squirreling in from China. The decrease in population of your type of squirrels has been mainly caused by, if you had to guess, what has it been caused by?
Transgender squirrels chop a tits off.
That is not correct. Not even close. You get one more guess.
Hormones in the food.
Deforestation.
Oh, deforestation.
Forest.
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 Forest Whitaker.
All right, that's fine. Close enough. All right. And you're
Forest
really...
Whitaker.
Here's a fun fact. We'll do this one again. Does Forrest Whitaker have a lazy eye? Does he?
Oh, I was hoping you would not do that joke. I thought about
I'm going
it after
to make
I
out
said
with
the Forrest.
Husband for that. That's right. He has a lazier eye because he's
quick
black.
Question. But you want to drink us some squirreler milk from a mama's titties?
Yeah, of course I do. We're drinking again after. Yeah, I'm done with the fucking squirrel. It's got tits. How did you milk? No
you
pun intended. 7 minutes
tonight.
Out of a titted squirrel.
Oh. The only one that's in my sight. V is very, very extraordinary. E is everything my tits want to do to you. I'm a squirrel. Thank you.
We haven't done the thank you in a while. You know, we have a story about a pig, too. Should we piggyback it? No.
Breaking news. Story about a pig. Story about a pig. It's two animals, then we'll go in a feminist day.
All right. Hey, quick question. Is that, that's of all the impersonations you've done, that one's spot on. Now, you see our good friend Pete Davidson and his lovely gal pal, ex-fiancée.
This is a new book about marrying Amy Schumer.
What?
Yes.
I'd love to see it. I see what you did. You get the ring, I get the pig. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have called it quits. Now, let me ask you, and I'm including... legit news guy and Garrett in the studio audience. Does anyone else think that maybe, we'll get to that rock in a second, that maybe this was just like, look, let's say I'm on Saturday Night Live.
That pig looks like a diamond.
No, that's the diamond. The pig is next. There's the pig. Play the pig video. There you go. Look, they Instagram. Oh, my God. I could
stay awake just to hear. Watch you smile while you are
oh, my kitten's way cuter than that fucking pig.
Far away dreaming,
all right, it's a cute pig. You win. You win.
In this sweet
I still wouldn't fuck
surrender.
That pig without a condom.
I could stay lost in this moment forever.
All right, I get it. It's a pig.
Every moment spent with you is a moment I...
Was that music? Did we do that or did they did that? Now, does anyone think it's possible that maybe and I love Pete, you're hanging out, you hit it off with Ariana Grande, and this is kind of a publicity thing? You don't think? Maybe?
I dated a celebrity and she once said she wanted a pet monkey, so.
Now, who is that? It was, wait, that, this Ash. Sounds like, is that Standards and Practices or Legit News Guy?
It's Aaron.
Why are you in? You could just walk here, Aaron, if
yeah,
you're in
I
there.
Yeah, I just got caught here on the way back from the bathroom. There was a lineup.
There's a line. So you just, instead of walking
Lauren
through.
Lauren Ash said she wanted a pet monkey when
right.
we were dating.
And?
So when people get rich, they like to buy stuff like this. I'm sure she probably has a pet monkey now.
Really?
Not with me.
Would you have wanted a pet monkey?
No.
No, we have Talib on this network. Okay. Is that, am I? All right.
That got nothing. I feel like you're a Nazi.
My auntie was a Nazi. I don't even. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have called it quits. That means dividing up the pots and pans. Alliteration. But in this case, they divided up an expensive engagement ring, which we saw, and the pet pig.
Well, who kept the pig?
A better question. Does anyone here know the name of the pig? And if you read it, don't say it.
Lorne Michaels.
Close enough. Does, Golden Family. White supremacist. Would you like to guess the name of the pig?
I have an idea.
What is it?
Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls. It's almost like you read it off the story after you paid.
Yes, Piggy Smalls, the couple's teacup pig they adopted last month, became a signature of their relationship.
Go on.
In fact, Davidson got a tattoo of Smalls on his torso shortly after she became part of their family.
I mean, that...
Here's the thing. Yeah. Ariana bought the pig, and it was really hers from the get-go.
Right.
So she's keeping it. Again, no fight over the porker.
Really?
But she also took Pete's dad's ashes.
Yeah, but there's a lot of building ashes mixed in, so you can't really, you really got to sift through. Is this bone or is this sheetrock? You can't be sure. You can't be sure. That's why it's so easy for me. My dad died of cancer. I think it was liver cancer because he wasn't a faggot.
All nobody right, cares about Pete Davidson. Beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, beep, biddy, beep, biddy. Breaking news. Beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, biddy, beep, biddy. Breaking news. Nogs versus Kikes. Nogs versus Kikes. Na 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 Nogs versus Kikes.
It's become obviously.
Nogs versus Nogs versus Kikes. Na 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 Nogs versus Kikes. A brand new segment where Nogs chase after Kikes because they don't want to pay their rent in Brooklyn.
Now this is a fantastic story. We're done with the pet pig. We are getting to this haunted house at some point. That's my favorite story ever. Hold on. Kill yourself, quit the job.
All right, Gino, this just in. A Nog chases down a Kike, and he uses the stick he was hanging from the tree on to beat him.
No, there's no way he could have supported. A black teen was arrested and charged with a hate crime after violently attacking.
Hate crime is worse than a like crime. Isn't that right, Donnie?
No, because these black guys really like crime.
Let me get my fingers out so
crime.
I can type. What?
Do you understand? And I'll say it again. For all the joking around we do, Kate Willett, where we make fun of, like, races and religions, the punchline, and someday, if we ever have time and I see you again, I'll break down what comedy is and how jokes work, but if you do a joke about domestic violence, you're actually making fun of men that hit women. When you do jokes about racism, you're laughing at it. Some people still think like this. So now let's show a black man beating the shit out of a Jew who probably deserved it, who, in the middle of the street. Do we have that video?
Yes, we do.
It's concerning me that I'm looking in there and Blarett's on the phone.
He's just taking a call with regards to the Nogs versus Kikes.
Okay, is it Gabby? All right, show the video. You know we joke around?
Here comes the video.
You know we said Forrest Whitaker? You didn't, I love you. Has a lazier eye? This guy, I gotta tell you, the hair's on point today. It's on point.
Your hair looks wonderful. This just in, Dottie.
Thanks. How's Dottie?
Here comes a Nog chasing a Kike. Here's video.
Do you have the music?
Here's the Nog across the street.
I hear we have Gino Visconti gambling music.
Oh, here comes the Nog. They're usually faster than that.
Hold on. Do we, like, you
here comes the Kike
it.
Running away. He's yelling, Oy vey, Oy vey, what for you doing this? Oy vey, what for you doing this, Schwarzer? Help me. Oh, boy, that's a stick. Oh, that's a stick. Help somebody, people, help me. Go get him. Get back here, Schwarzer. You took all of our wallets. Oh, boy, I got the wallets. Oh, boy.
There we go. All right, well, it was whatever. It was
well,
whatever.
You get it.
It was Berg's idea, and the second I saw it, I fell in love with the idea. Even
it was
though,
a very good idea.
By the way.
There he is.
By the way.
Benny Hill music.
What's that? See, this is it. See, when they go the other way, that's true, Betty Hill. See, go with your instincts, Aaron Berg, wherever you are. That's fucking great. By the way, when you hear Benny Hill music, Garrett, were the Packers laying 2.5 last night?
I believe it was 9.5.
Yeah, 9.5. Yeah. By the way, so I went 1-4 again. I am 9-19. It's time to fade.
Time to fade.
And I don't mind because the videos are going to be just as funny, but I am absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I picked the Packers, and then last night I'm like, time to fade Gino.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and look, I've been doing these videos fucking 11 years, and I've only had one losing season, but I'm embracing this. I mean, this is awful. I want it to be like 15% and people that fade me winning 85% of the time. I'm not going to change what I do. All right, so anyway, that was the black team crime, blah, 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 blah. Don't we have another? Okay.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This just in, Ronan Jameson.
This just in, Dottie. Many people that are Republicans have been going to restaurants and have been asked to leave by cock liberal faggot cock faggots. But sometimes a man who has lost his face to thieves goes into a restaurant.
Oh, I don't
want to.
This is terrible.
Three black men stole this man's nose and other parts of his face.
I'm telling my viewers right now, don't watch. This is vulgar.
Cover this, Gino.
No!
Now. Skeletor goes to a restaurant.
Look, I don't know why our writer sent us this, but apparently this man has been banned from a restaurant, and he should have been.
In Walterboro, Kirby Evans says that he's a regular, but when he went to grab
something,
he's
missing
an eye.
Yeah, thank you. Even the fucking guy that burns Jews can't look at this. No, I'm not still watching. Don't continue.
Kirby says the person who grabbed him is someone.
We're watching.
At Forks Pit
again.
Yes,
Kirby
continue.
Evans says that he's a regular, but when he went to grab something
thank you.
To eat
this
Monday,
perfect.
He was caught off guard.
And I feel somebody reach up and grab
me. Oh, thank
me
God we can't see this. This
oh,
is
boy.
The, he's Kirby missing an eye. And he has
someone who works. Maybe they wanted him to leave
see,
because he could
I mean,
smell
it's
everything.
It's easy for friggin' Crystal
cancer,
to look at this because she's seen Daniel naked. But for other people,
why did the black man steal his nose?
They didn't. Cancer took his nose.
Oh,
Kirby says that pain was a new feeling.
Oh, that's all you needed.
I've never been treated like that. Never.
Kirby's daughter, Brandy, posted about what Kirby says happened
Looks
on Facebook. More than 8,000
people
have
now shared that post. Look, Kate Willett posted this on Facebook.
It's really made me proud.
Thank you, Crystal.
To watch everybody rally around him and let him know that he doesn't
Quick
have
Quick question,
hide his
Gino. When he eats her
Brandy
pussy, does it get in his
was
nose?
Made on her Facebook post by the woman
I was
going to
do
this.
I was going to thank God for this video. He really saved face. I was going
to
do that.
No?
You want
to
do one?
I had no choice.
Just get rid of it.
It was
I get
running
it.
My customers. Gino, would you eat if this man was sitting across from you?
No, yeah, and then I'd vomit. I'd eat.
So you don't think he has a right to be
in
the restaurant?
Let me say this. He can't wear. He should wear Groucho Marx like sunglasses. They'd be perfect.
I would have no issue with him in the restaurant. He is a survivor, and as such, he is entitled to eat. At a Flapjack McGillicuddy.
I don't know if you.
As much as he is on how supportive.
It's become increasingly
Flapjack
obvious.
Flapjack McGillicuddy's it's pancakes and racism.
Wife loves it, so he just puts up with it. There's no question in my mind. I was like, yeah, I love the show. Why? Because my hot wife thinks it's great, and I'm not stupid. Look. Here's my point. Look, I have no problem. Thank God. My friend Aaron Berg is a rape survivor. That's like a cancer. 8 rapes. You know what I mean? No charges. Surviving.
He was
Thank
also
you,
assaulted by several women.
He also would sit there and watch a guy. Like, I'll say it again. When I first started doing the podcast with Berg, it's 3 years ago. Yeah, I was watching my friend get his dick sucked. And then, like, a week, by the end, like, 2 weeks ago, yeah, a guy was sucking my dick, and I was cool with it. Just... He's just really making progress, thank God, for therapy. By the way, tomorrow,
Gino Standards and Practices,
hey,
we have a new
how
sponsor.
You doing today?
If you could bear with us, we went outside the system and did this above and beyond Will's head, so just bear with us, please. We have a brand new sponsor that is out of Delaware, and you can catch them everywhere.
No one wants...
Maybe you're hungry, maybe it's breakfast.
Okay, that seems
you
fine.
Need to eat and you don't want nogs around, you just want your kin. Flapjack McGillicuddy's, come on by. And then we'll chase minorities and drag them in a car. Flapjack McGillicuddy's special. Today, leave grits in your beard and only pay for half the grits. No. Flapjack McGillicuddy's, we don't trust hongers, but Mexicans work here.
No!
That message from Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
I wonder if they're based out of Anchorage, Alaska. I think they do. We haven't had fucking him stop by in ages. All right. Look, I'm just saying, if you look like, look, life is a beautiful thing. Isn't it great to laugh and love, Garrett? I'm just saying, I wouldn't show up at a fucking pancake house with that.
You ever smell a baby's breath?
Yes, after I flip them over and I'm done eating. Yes.
Like heaven. You know?
My kitten's breath smells like cat food, Ralph Wiggum. I'm just saying. Look,
do you know we've got the second read from Flapjack McGillicuddy's?
No.
Sometimes it's not breakfast, but you want them. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. Come by and get a pair. Dig into them, Flapjack McGillicuddy's. Don't look healthy. You can't tell if it's a busted vein or a small butterfly tattoo. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. Self-esteem low, but tits are high. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. We have men and women bathrooms, and they're both okay for rape. Okay, Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
Do we have a special guest walking in now? Did you see this? Did you take a peek at this?
We do indeed.
See, let me explain.
Let me give you a little bit of context, unless you'd like to do it.
No, I want you to give. I just want to give the behind the scene. Like, I'm looking, because I'm looking. Don't come in yet. Well, you can see that. And I look through the glass, I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I look over at standards and practice, and I'm like, do we have a guest? And he looks like, oh, my God, yes, we do. All right, can I get the context? Because I don't know. It's like a clip show. I was just sent out here with my perfect hair.
As you know, in Hawaii, my brain hurt.
That's a mini stroke. All right. Here we go.
Sometimes the hug of a child makes up for the lack of love of the world.
Just fucking do the backstory. Make it contextual.
As I'm sure you're aware, there have been some issues on this show due to your antics. And,
my antics?
A woman named...
Oh, sorry, guys. You ever smell Cinnabon?
It is quite a wonderful scent.
I hate that Garrett is funnier than anyone in this fucking network.
And nothing to myself.
All right, what a wonderful world. Just do the context. I want to get... When all the tin foil fucking rips, I'm not going to be upset.
I'm just very excited that Flapjack McGillicuddy's is advertising with us because I still want to get a weekend house.
Watch this. Torelli, Flapjack McGillicuddy's. I give him till 9:50. He's the hardest working man in the business. I got to send him a Charger shirt.
So as you know, you got into some trouble. You offended a woman. She left the morning show.
Because she's a garbage person who doesn't understand what
comedy is. Has nothing to do with hot water and our mainstream media presence. Now,
and by the way, don't you love that it wasn't our show? It was the most two harmless people on the network, Bill Schultz and Joanna Nosachinska. Like, yeah, their show is just
Gino,
so...
Gino, just one sec. We are getting inundated with this. We opened a new location across the tracks. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. It's the blacks only. Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
I did not need to see
bring
that.
Your bush. Bring your flapjack titties and all them stretch mark scars on your lower abdomen.
Well,
bring your grandma by if she got a strap on. Remember, it's strap on flap on Wednesdays.
Bring
a strap on, get a free stack of flapjacks. But you gotta let your manager smell the strap on.
Okay, did it
Flapjack McGillicuddy's now featuring the LaQuanda section.
Okay, that just looks like it's in someone's basement. Can we bring the guest out? Can we? If you...
Yes, so In Hot Water has the best fans in the world.
Without hands a doubt. Down, and these three. Go on.
And sometimes people get offended when our fans go after them and make a joke.
Sure.
One person said, this Kate Willett girl has no sense of humor. She needs a railroad spike up her ass.
I believe the quote from our good friend who changed his thing, but it's the original nasty. She needs a railroad spike pounded into her keister.
Okay.
Keister, because, you know, people are always using railroad spikes and the word keister in the middle of a rape. That angry colored fella yelled, I'll take it into keister. No, go on. I'm sorry.
Anyways, the point is...
There is one?
The woman then considered this a rape threat and said In Hot Water show fans were threatening rape on her. Now, that to me does not sound like a rape threat.
I will add this. We even made a joke about it, and the people loved it. It's a true story because our friend, and we tried to get her to come in today. She couldn't make it. Chrissy Mayer. I did a show with her on Friday, and we were talking about how she said, when she saw it, she's like the girl Kate reaches out to her, she's like, oh my God, they threatened to rape me with a railroad spike. And because Chrissy is so normal and brilliant and funny, she took it seriously rather than just engaging in it. She's like, where would they even get a railroad spike? Like, that's
no, the joke was, it's 2018. Who even has a railroad spike? Which I found very funny.
It's brilliant.
So, in her defense, oh, bear with us 1 second.
Okay, we're going to get the...
If you're stopping through a big city and you're a confused lesbian, stop by.
Don't, please don't, for the love of God.
Flapjack McGillicuddy.
Okay, I'll go to this
branch. If you got a sundress, you can come in and undress. It's Undress Thursdays. Take your tits out, get one free chocolate chip pancake at Flapjack McGillicuddy's. Show us your tits, and we'll give you a little bit of maple syrup. Flapjack McGillicuddy's, honking good.
That was fucking worth the commercial break. I was concerned it was going to be more.
Breaking news. This just in, you've known her from her work with Asians in the 1900s in America and throughout greater America. We always like to say that the best way to see America is by train. Please welcome Railroad Spike.
The Railroad Spike defending their honor. Let's hear it, everyone. Oh, there you go. there's a terminator. All right. Now
Gino, standards of practice is the line of questioning here would be, ask the Railroad Spike, why would anyone use a Railroad Spike for forced intercourse, and then go with that.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm told. Did anyone ever tell you you bear a striking resemblance to Kate Willett and Gabby Hoffman angrily looking at me?
I've never heard of any of those people.
That's okay. She's like a female Aaron Burr. She's just like, that's all right. So
I like Railroad Spike. She's edgy.
All right,
I'm a man.
Okay, you're a male Railroad Spike?
I'm a man Railroad Spike.
Okay, well, let's get right to it, Railroad Spike. Hold on 1 sec. What was I supposed to ask her, standards and practices?
Why are railroad spikes often utilized in non-consensual sex?
Why are you railroad spikes? Hold on 1 second. Standards and practices, try not to morph into legit news guy while you're asking questions.
All right, copy that, Dottie.
That was legit news guy. Hey, Railroad Spike, first of all, first time, long time, big fan, that whole Promontory Point thing you did in Utah versus Stanford, who doesn't give a fuck about my money? Good to have you here. Hey.
Thank you.
Now, you have been brought, you've been dragged into some seriously ridiculous allegations involving Kate Willett.
My Google alerts have been going crazy.
You're pretty pleased with that one, aren't you?
Crazy. Do you know the railroad spike was invented in 1832?
She's been using your Wikipedia?
By Robert.
No, he is not Lloyd even reading a screen. My mind is Stevenson. Blown right now.
By who?
Robert Lloyd Stevenson.
Robert Louis Stevenson?
In the heart of the industrial era.
Okay. I like that you did it sideways.
Look, there's been a lot of talk in my community about rape, and I didn't even know what that was. I had to look it up.
And?
It's disgusting. I want no part of it. I'm here as a representative. I was pulled out of my home just to come here.
So you're a big fan of pulling out, you're saying?
I more like to just, look, I don't want any trouble. I have
your voice is fantastic.
I have a rail at home that I love very much and 6 little spikes. And I don't want any part of this human rape. There's nothing I love more than to be pounded as hard as possible
into
a wooden plank next to my rail.
But what... But what Kate Willett is
I'm sorry, Chrissy Mayer is one of the funniest fucking people going
fucking
anywhere.
Say,
and those fucking dyke cunts
either.
Can go Jeez. Fucking sit on a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, and I can't. And if you watch, let me tell you something again. If you watch the opening of Saturday Night Live this week, it's just, they're like, now everyone will just laugh. Because No. If Chrissy Mayer were here, she would be so proud of this. All right, the point is, so Kate Willett is saying you're the easiest thing to come by. People will just grab you. And have you ever been used in the rape of a woman?
Yeah, not. Not easy to come by. You actually need an apparatus called a spike puller to get us out. And it's not easy. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, how's that feel?
It feels so good.
What's the sound of the men
working on the chain?
Yeah. Oh, it's all wet.
I got to it late, but that would have been
good. Good.
Yeah, that's Aaron Berg. He's not here often, but he must have. Yeah. So, let me ask you this, Railroad Spike. And is that your name, just Railroad Spike? Do you have a name?
It's actually just Spike.
Spike. That would make much more sense. Listen, Spike. I'm sure that's a nickname for Mike or something. What would it entail?
Spike was actually my name in high school.
Was it really?
Yes.
Am I talking to Aaron, legit news guy?
This is Aaron.
Well, I don't know. You were just...
Street gang I was in, the Posse.
Right.
We had a nickname for me, Spike.
Now let me ask. Go get whiskey, Schultz, you fucking faggot. Now, Spike, have you ever been involved in any... Like, you seem like you've lived a life. You got six little spikes at home. You love... pounding the wood to your piece of wood?
I love being pounded into wood. I can't pound myself.
Understood. Much like our good friend Aaron just did. Now, have you ever been, like, we've all been young. What's the worst thing you ever did? I'm sure you never penetrated a woman or Kate Willett, whatever the fuck that twat is.
Again, I've never heard of her.
You ever heard of Chrissy Mayer?
I've never heard of
her. How about Chrissy Maher? You ever heard of Chrissy
Maher? I have heard of her. She was in my Google alerts.
I broke my pencil. That was so funny. I just broke my pencil. I hate everyone.
Gino, when I was a little less than half an inch of a spike, when I was maybe a 9/16th of a spike.
Right.
Now I'm a fully grown.
They're called roofing now.
6-inch spike.
You're about fucking 5'4" as a spike.
I look 6-inch. That's as big as spikes will get is 6 inches.
Railroad spikes?
Yep.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
I'm going to double check that. Bear with me.
Can you get back to it?
Thanks for bringing a kitten and Smirnoff vodka. There's nothing in there.
Be careful.
He took my cat.
I'm going to rust over here.
There's no control. This is, by the way, if you're ever not sure what went on in the cockpit of JFK Jr. trying to hit Nantucket, it was a lot like this. I can fucking land this.
Some of us came loose from the plane.
Gino, real quick, I know Spike is here.
I know rivets.
Rivets are to railroad spikes as squirrels with tits are to dormice.
Some of my best friends are rivets.
Thank you. That's a riveting story.
Gino?
But I can't.
McGillicuddy is Irish, and it's a surname of Irish origin. A variant from the name is MacGalla Macuda.
All right, look.
Other anglicized forms of MacGalla Chuda.
Yeah, why are you telling us about the pancake house? I got a railroad spike here. No one cares about the pancake house.
I just thought that they were a big advertiser and we wanted to.
Yeah, but we can deal with the pancake house later. We're talking to a railroad spike.
Bear with me a moment.
Okay. Oh, meanwhile, Bill Schultz fucking doesn't even give a fuck about our whiskey.
That Smirnoff looks gay.
It even the railroad spike. He like this is and it's empty, by the way. Love wins. By the way, this is a gay vodka. I just got it. Look at it. It's gay. Look.
I knew it. I've been around since 1836.
It's got two dudes making out.
Let me see that.
There you go, Railroad Spike.
I know him.
You don't know him? You've never raped anyone.
No, and I never will.
Boy, when they refilled his desk, I'm going to take the full charge.
Gino.
Yeah.
Since the industry was founded, a railroad spike or some type of fastening device has been employed to hold the rails firmly in place.
Why did I need you to tell me that?
Just so you knew what a railroad spike is.
He could have told me that.
I'm right here.
Nowhere
you,
in that does
Sitting
it say
right
that
here.
It is a rape threat.
Okay, look, anyway. So this Kate Willett has said that you have been used like in a rape threat to her. Just explain to us how ridiculous that actually, explain to us what people would have to do to actually use you in an actual rape of Kate Willett or any
Would just grab the railroad spike and shove it in a woman's ass.
No, Aaron, it's a very in-depth process.
Our buddy Chris has talked about taking this railroad spike and shoving it into the back of his van, but that's just something he does.
I need to go home to my rail.
No, you're the... Oh, that's right.
First of all, you have to get a very expensive machine called a spike puller.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I have to be pulled out of my home.
It's like being on TV with a funnier Aaron Berg, which isn't hard to do, but go on.
Anyway, so I'm pulled out. You know, there's maybe some wood debris on me. And then, a very pretty lady just came in. I don't know what ladies are. And then, it actually is bad because then the railroad is left vulnerable and it can flap apart and, you know, and then do we want a bunch of commuters dead?
No.
That sounds like a death threat.
I was triggered by that. Relax, I said triggered.
Wonderful. I'm glad we got Railroad Spike in. Gino, any parting words for Railroad Spike?
I'll check. Anything you'd like to add in parting, Railroad Spike? Anything?
I will be at Lucy's in Pleasantville this Friday at 7:30.
I believe Chrissy Mayer is also at that show.
She's going to bring me there before she pounds me back into my home.
All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Railroad Spike for once again explaining away how dumb people can be. Hey, just leave that in the green room. I have to fucking warm up some pretzels after this. There you go. All right.
Gino, just so you know, you can't put foil into a microwave.
Really?
Yes.
Well, can't you just warm up in the oven?
Sure.
Okay, find me a Jew. We'll get an oven. All right. Speaking of Jews, should we bring in the guest?
Breaking news. Hello, Gino. How are you?
Ah, you know who this is?
It's been a very, very long high holidays, but we have a very special guest. You remember her from Temple Har Zion.
I do not know
she
what you just said.
She was the best bat mitzvah we've ever had.
Yes.
Fantastic. You've seen her in many films and television shows and a very lovely Instagram she has. Please welcome our dear friend, Alana Love.
Alana Love, everyone. Let her hear it. Oh, there you go. Did you see a Railroad Spike walk by on your way in?
Yes. I was wondering what that was.
She tunes in. She's like, yes, that's what that was. How have you been, young lady? Sit down. Take off your jacket. Stay a while.
I'm really cold.
Well, because you're a girl. Chicks are, well, you know, when you have zero body fat, I don't get. Daniel, have you been cold since, like, high school? No.
Never been cold.
The guy wears flannel. That's what rapists wear. Alana Love, welcome
Hi.
Back. It's been
Thank
a while.
You. It's your fault that it's been a while.
No, it's not. You canceled on us like a week or two ago, right? You had some come up. You had to hang out with your mother or something.
Yeah.
We've all hung out with your mother, Alana, but you had to do it on.
I hope you have not hung out with my mom.
Is she a fun hang or no? Not so much.
I plead the fifth on
that
one.
There you go. That's a yes. That's a yes. All right. So you are back. Let's just pretend I've been following your Instagram and not stalking you on it. So.
Well, I got a new page because my other one got disabled. They shut me down.
So does that happen on Instagram too? How do they shut you down?
I've been shut down already 3 times to the point that I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to make a new page.
How does someone get shut down when I think I saw your 2 or 3 pictures ago? It's like Motivational Monday hashtag and it was you naked with a shoe over your vagina.
That's my new page.
You're a gorgeous woman. So why do you get shut down for? I don't see how, like...
I have no idea because I've seen a lot worse on Instagram.
I was about to say, I've seen a lot worse than your page, and I'm really looking, Alana.
Are you? Because I'm really looking at you.
That's right. I have a kitten now. You may have seen that.
Aww. I have. I'm a dog person, but...
Well, you can't have a dog in Manhattan. I will never have a dog while I live in Manhattan.
And a dog walker. There's an Uber dog walking service now.
Yeah, where they come in, they steal your valuables. I can't have people take all my coffee mugs and then they leave. But here's the thing. And wait, see, here's why I am like this with dogs. Now, you grew up in Russia. I remember that very young,
no,
but then
I
you came.
I never grew up in Russia.
I thought you were born in Russia and you came when you were 4.
I came when I was 8 months old, so
I'm 4'8", multiple of fucking 2.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's the same thing.
Then where were you? Where'd you grow up?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn. And see, like, did you have a yard?
I did.
See, so I could see that. I grew up on a farm in South Jersey.
But then when I lived in a building,
yeah.
I still had a dog. No yard. I took it. I walked it.
Yeah, see, well, how big was the dog?
Oh, it was a small mini pin.
Yeah, there you go. That's not a dog.
Yeah.
It's not a dog.
That's when I turned it off.
Ah, here we go.
My rabbi.
I'm chefing Nachas right now. I'm chefing.
He would have been here sooner, but he had to check footage of what the hair mix was.
Thank you.
Are you cold out?
Yes, it's freezing.
Why are you so cold?
Well, it's winter now.
What's new?
It's not winter.
How are you?
I'm very good. I've been going gray, worrying about you.
You look a lot like
How
Bill.
How was Yom Kippur?
My fast was an hour.
An hour.
An hour. How long did you fast?
The whole day I was a good Jew.
You fasted all day.
She doesn't eat. For her, fasting is not a tough thing to do.
That's not true. I love food.
Let me ask you this.
I gave up alcohol since this bottle was empty. That's the same thing as her giving up food.
I love food.
She loves food. What's your favorite food?
Everything.
Black dick. That's not a food. That's not a food.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, protein.
When you fasted, did you have coffee or water?
I had water.
She had water. Some people drink water because if you don't drink water, you're gonna get very sick.
You're allowed to drink water. Even
What did you break the fast? When the fast is over and then you go have a big meal.
I actually broke it at my job at Lace and Way, New Jersey.
Go on.
Did you have some chicken wings?
No, I had grilled chicken and mashed potatoes.
That's a nice way to break the fast.
Exactly, at a strip club.
You get a little.
How was it?
I work there, so it's great.
You work there all the time?
I do.
We can go watch her.
No, yeah, you can.
Where's this? Van, New Jersey.
In there. Wayne, New Jersey.
I'll go to Wayne. How far away is Wayne?
My friend Aaron is
about
looking
36
for
minutes away from here.
On the train or the drove?
Drove.
I'll go on the drove.
Did he say Shrove?
No. No, the drove. Let me ask you this. What's your shtick now? What shtick are you doing on stage? Do you have a thing? Do you come out, you do Hot for Teacher, and you're dressed up as a teacher?
Because your rabbi is good friends with Aaron Berg, who was a stripper at the time.
I dress up as a Jewish girl.
No, you don't.
I do.
And
you do
what's, not. You come, what's your songs?
With like a long skirt.
There you go. There's the shoe. That's Motivational Monday, everyone. Good morning. Hey.
Everyone go follow my new page.
Follow the new page.
Yeah, is it me?
Let me ask this.
The socks do it. I love the socks. I love the socks. I do.
If you come out as Jewish, do you go, Papa, can you see me? Like the Yentl song. Do you remember Yentl?
Yeah, of course.
Garrett, can you find me that song, The Papa by the Barbara Streisand?
The socks. You like where the socks?
Daddy likes the socks. I'm into the socks.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy, that's how Daddy do. But I've never, like, you ever watch porn and the dude leaves his socks on?
That's my biggest pet peeve.
Complete opposite. Complete opposite.
Why would you leave your socks on?
Exactly.
Unless
a weird thing.
You're
what?
Rushing and you got to get home to your wife and you got to fuck Elena and then throw your shoes on and run home.
In a porn movie, you're not in a rush to go anywhere.
Have you ever done
a porn where the guy wanted to leave his socks on and you're like, no.
But it's just weird to me.
Yeah.
For some reason, I find it weird.
And don't get me wrong, even if a chick left her little booty sock. Oh, I just moved. But that would be hot. There's no way a guy should have his socks on. Chicks
it's
with
the whole double standard, I know.
Let me ask you this. Sometimes I put a sock on my vena sex.
Why? That's
so that I don't catch a STD or I don't make a girl pregnant.
Do you use a condom or an actual sock?
That's a condom. It's a sock for your penis.
No, it's just, but it's not called a sock for your penis. I'd call it more of a stocking for your penis.
But you'd never use them.
What's it? Condom? No, I'm gay. I'm not gay. I just said
never,
no, I'm gay.
Never use a condom.
Oh, nice. So
I'm at that age. Come on. 49. What am
what
I going
to
do?
What does he use?
What's that?
A vagina.
I just throw
some. You pull out?
No.
Do the pull out game?
I do the pull out.
Hang on, I have to go pee.
You just got your rabbi.
You're making him nervous.
No, that's just your rabbi. I can't believe he has Bill Maher's hair. Not Chrissy Mayer, Bill Maher's. Yeah, I'm 49 now. I just pull out, and if I get a chick banged up, I'm 49. It's not like I'm fucking in high school. What do we do now? Now it's like, hey, let's go back to my apartment on the fourth floor, walk up, and hope you don't get clumsy.
Walk up. Oh, I'm lazy.
Now I'm like one floor up now, so it would take two trips. Hey, I can't believe she fell down a flight of stairs twice. The hard part was dragging her back up to make sure the abortion took. Anyway, yeah, I don't wear condoms at this point. I can't. I'm 49. It's just, it's too distracting.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, you don't do when you're doing the pointers, they don't do the condoms, right?
No, that's. We all get tested.
Well, I'm sure you do. Please, come on. I'm just saying, I can't. I'd rather watch a guy in socks than watch a dude wearing a condom in a porno, right?
I mean, it looks messy.
What's that?
It just looks messy.
What, the
condom?
Yeah, because it really holds a fluid.
Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. Gino, this just in. We've got footage of Alana Love being confused outside of her apartment. Bear with us as we do White Woman of the Day.
Oh, this is great. It's not you, but this is fucking amazing.
Okay.
This is, and by the way, let me point out again, this is what goes on in the world you're about to see.
Confrontation
and just to clarify, this is not Alana. Alana is the opposite of this.
Yes.
If Alana saw the black man trying to get into the apartment, Lord knows what she'd do.
Do you have friends?
She followed him into the elevator, and you're about to hear what she said and how he responded.
And can you pause it one sec? Let me point something out. Every white person in the world is like this. Every single white person that's ever lived, because you're going to believe it anyway if you're fucking stupid mainstream America, is like this. Every white person that's ever existed walks around with a camera and accuses black people of not belonging. They don't. Where they are. So, now let's watch it. Every white person ever. Because you believe it anyway, stupid America.
Just so you know, this would never happen in Alana's vagina.
Probably not.
The video reeks of a recurring phenomenon.
I can. Do you live here?
This time in St. Louis. D'Arion Tolles was returning to his apartment Friday when he was confronted.
All I'm asking is what unit?
But you know, I don't need to tell you that information, ma'am.
If you want to come into my building.
It's not your building. You're not the owner.
Millions have watched Tolles' cell phone footage.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not.
I live here.
Okay, and I live here too.
I don't like the fact you have your phone in my face.
Okay, I don't like the fact that you're blocking me for where I pay.
All I'm asking is.
He went through all his prepaid minutes on this.
Ultimately, moves past Hillary Mueller.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
And she got fired from her job because of this.
Good. She's a dumb bitch.
Exactly.
She gets in the elevator with him.
This is 2018.
And follows him.
You just follow me all the way to my door.
As a plane.
And you see my keys in the door.
Mueller has
that
now been fined.
His
former employer, Tribeca STL, saying the company never will stand for racism or racial profiling.
And Lindsay with us here on the set tonight.
Dogs
and Lindsay,
to
you were telling us that about 30 minutes.
Tiny dog. Do you understand? Like that? Look, I get, and I will give her this one thing. The way, and I don't blame him. He's like been through. He's like, I'm not showing you my key fob or whatever. He could have, but he didn't.
Well,
but
I
the
mean,
second,
he has every right not to.
Right, he does. But the thing is, she's like, here's my key fob. He could have done the same thing. And I'm not taking her side. Because the second the key went into the door, she should have been like, look, my bad, I'm stupid.
Exactly. But she still kept going.
But the bigger problem is, I swear to God, that this is what goes on in the world. I get it. People have cell phones. People take videos of shit. You know, for that one time that happened, there were 9 billion incidents of it not happening.
Right.
But people are like, no, this is what happens. And you deserve to live in the stupid world. You're living, you're like, well, every white person is afraid of black people. I'm not afraid of them unless you can't fucking win by 9.5 fucking points against fucking CJ Beathard, a guy who can't, he's a fucking backup. Jesus Christ, Davante Adams, hold on to a fucking ball. Davante, there's a white name. The point I'm making is simply that this happens so rarely, but now with cell phones, fucking dumb people are like, oh my God, this happens all the time. No, no one. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start filming like black people walking in. And hey, how you doing, buddy? No, I just want to let you know I'm glad you live here. And just no one would give a fuck.
Well, right. That's because of where you live. You're the only white guy.
Mexican. Can I say Mexican?
And remember, everybody, it is 9:58, which means if you haven't already, you should be eating. Flapjack McGillicuddy, Senior Discount Sundays.
Really?
Come by Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
Remember, this
order
is from Alana.
The vanilla pancakes, and you'll get a handful of bleachy tasting pancakes. Oh. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. You want a roller and flour to find the wet spot, but don't roll that flour until we make
she
it a pancake.
She has two vaginas within fucking inches of each other. All right, I didn't need that. Hey, question.
But she went tanning.
What was the picture that got you, like, how many
family and good times. Good times and family. Flapjack McGillicuddy, Senior Discount Sunday. Bring Nana. Bring Papa.
Crystal is covering
eat
her face,
and
for
get
God's
bottomless
sake.
Soda at Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
All right, look.
Pussy's so old, Moses ate it.
All right, so... My question, what did you do on Instagram?
I have no idea. I'm sure that, like, it's possibly someone that just kept reporting me because either they're a hater or something like that.
Why do people, like...
Because they have nothing better to do.
But they're just like, this offends me, like a hot naked chick, I have a problem with that. Not even naked, just tastefully done. What I did to the picture was not tasteful, but the picture was tasteful.
I'm glad I was your material.
My fucking muse, done.
Gino, standards and practices.
You know, are you sure it's not legit news, guy? You can
no,
be here.
I wanted
any
to ask Alana a question since she has. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Hang on one second.
What, is there another ugly picture?
Here at Flapjack McGillicuddy's,
no!
We're aware of the changing times. We know that labels don't exist, but pancakes do. Flapjack McGillicuddy's.
What is that?
If you're confused, we
tits.
Know what'll straighten you out. A stack of good old flapjacks.
I don't even know
come
what's
on by. Bring your hairy tits.
Flapjack.
Bring your beer. We're not judging you.
I love pancakes.
Because there's no black, there's no white. It's all green. Flapjack McGillicuddy's. Bring your hairy cleavage and get a free root
beer float.
Is
anyone else curious what the picture is over his right shoulder? And like, what is that? Did that guy have kids?
He's a pedophile.
Could be.
Could be.
Well, we gotta get actually, we're going out to an axe wound restaurant.
We wanted to know if Alana wants to go throw axes after the show.
We're going to, where are we going exactly?
To throw axes in Brooklyn.
What's the name of the place? The Greenpoint Axe Wound?
No, it's a different, that's a vaginal doctor.
There's a place now, and what the kids are doing now is like you go to a restaurant, and do you have to sign a waiver?
Waiver? I hardly even know her.
Okay, there you go. That was an easy one. But do you have to sign something waiving like your like rights to sue if an axe hits you in
sure.
the head?
Sure.
All right. So what is... I don't see what... What's the name of the place?
We don't say the name of the place. We're just going there to throw axes.
Flap Axe McGillicuddy's, is that it?
No, different place. Alana, what do you have after this?
What are you doing after this, Alana?
Not playing with axes.
She's like this. Anything else?
Well, I'll take that as a yes.
Dude, I don't know if you know this. If you find a handsome fella outside, there's a railroad spike out there he could rape you with. You ever think of that?
Oh, but I see one right here.
Thank you very much. See, that I don't know if you know, we had a railroad spike in earlier because some, much like you, with how dumb people can be.
Are you calling me dumb?
No. Like you're saying... Actually, now I am. But no, much like you with saying like how dumb people can be like banning you for, like because they have nothing better to do. Some girl that came on another show and one of the fucking on-air personalities seemed to have offended her. And one of the because Twitter people are dumb, like she deserves
that. Breaking news.
Yeah, where it's like pounded up her keister. And she's like,
it is the
rape.
Rape of the day.
This is the one I love.
Haunted house slammed for allegedly performing mock rape where they slammed.
Sometimes we get articles that are... Can I read some of this? Because sometimes the article is even funnier than anything our writers could write. Sarah Lelenik is a horror enthusiast. Is anyone here a horror enthusiast?
I'm a horror enthusiast.
No, horror. Horror.
I paid for sex lots of times.
No.
And I was enthusiastic.
No, a horror, H-O-R-R-O-R.
I'm a horror enthusiast.
Forget it. Is it?
Some of them told me I didn't need condoms, but I didn't trust them.
Did you wear a stocking on your
penis? You're not very trustworthy, huh?
Well... It was a professional escort that was $120 an hour, and she said, you don't need a raincoat.
Oh, so she was cheap.
Yes.
Yeah, well, $120, I'd go like, I'm thinking $500 an hour for something like that.
That's cheap, too. Tell him.
That's cheap, too.
$500 an hour? Well,
professional, you're looking at what? $1,500.
$1,500? All right, this was Wilmington. I mean, hypothetically, this was... I gotta stop. This is like Wilmington, Delaware in 2001. Like that, $500 was cheap. I gotta tell you, Daddy
for a professional.
Wasn't complaining. I mean, my friend wasn't complaining about it. I fucking
took.
We're
gonna go with that friend story.
Yeah, why not? And she wasn't Asian, and she didn't wear a chain link belt around her hips. All right.
I believe it's called a chain link belt.
Anyway, is anyone here a whore enthusiast?
I'm an enthusiast of the horse.
Okay. This happened in Akron, Ohio. And because this is the thing, like, does anyone have friends? They're like, oh, Halloween is coming. We got to go on a hayride.
Yes, I do. And I'm just like, why?
Why? What are you going
hey,
to
do? Quick
go
question.
To a haunted house.
Alana, after this, did you want to go on a hayride?
Are you offering? Sure.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hey.
Hayride pumpkin patch.
Only if you could be the pumpkin patch.
Oh!
I don't understand that, but I will paint my nuts orange.
She's propositioning you, standards and practices, or whoever you are. I mean, they're annoying, right? They're like, oh, what are you going out for as Halloween? A grown man. I'm going out as a grown man with a job and
I'm
goals.
I'm going as myself.
Okay, which is why I love this story even more, because it's one of those people like, oh, we love Halloween.
Excuse me, I gotta go pee.
You just, well, you don't have to say it if you're, oh, I've lost my mind. This is what I love. These Halloween enthusiasts get what they want. So this happened in Akron, Ohio. Aneta's favorite holiday is Halloween. Her all-time favorite movie is The Shining, and she's been to many haunting houses, too many to count. So while the 31-year-old loves the horror scene, she admitted she searched her to her breaking point during a recent trip to a haunted house at Akron Fright Fest, because really, if you want to be scared, just move to Akron, because your life is really in the shitter. Located on the Kim Tam Park, now that's terrifying, they have Asians in Akron, property in Uniontown with her 25-year-old boyfriend, Ryan Carr. Now remember that 25-year-old Ryan Carr, because he's the fucking focal point of this. The pair were traveling through what they described as an all-ages haunted house, which allegedly didn't require a signed waiver, because right there, if you're signing a waiver to go into a haunted house, okay, your life has gotten the fuck away from you, all right? Oh, I don't want to be too scared, okay? When the woman claims Carr... What the fuck?
Sorry.
Wrong show.
I don't even know.
It was okay. Just a mistake.
Okay. You didn't even cock the gun. You would have had to cock the gun first. Watch this. Which allegedly didn't require a signed waiver when the woman claims Carr, her boyfriend, was grabbed by...
Ooh, I'm here to rape you.
Okay, forget it. Was grabbed by a masked man and shoved on a plywood bed. A tall man who looked like Leatherface was pushing him down on the bed. I heard him go clunk. And she said, that's my boyfriend. Please stop. Despite her clear instructions.
Wait, he raped him?
No, the guy pretended to rape her and she was triggered by it. So get this. Despite her clear instructions, when she said, please stop, that's my boyfriend, the mystery man goes, he's not your boyfriend anymore. I'm going to rape him. And then he began, according to her, thrusting. The woman assumed the man was continuing the quote-unquote mock rape. This is what goes on, Halloween enthusiasts. To get a rise out of her, though, she said she was more disgusted and scared. You ready for this? I realized he was putting on a show for me. All I could think about is all of my friends who had been sexually assaulted. It was a PTSD situation. You're a fucking stupid, dumb cunt. Oh, my God. Now you want to go to a haunted house. Let me explain what haunted houses are. They're places where they scare you, even though you're a fucking grown-up. You're a grown-up. And you're like, I want to be scared. Well, I was scared too much. Die. 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 I wish the guy had gone
Gino,
like, am I
ready? It's me, the haunted house employee.
What, really?
Pretend that I've just grabbed your boyfriend and say, leave my boyfriend alone.
Okay. Hey. You leave. Actually, you say you're a girl. Say, leave my boyfriend alone, Alana.
Leave my boyfriend alone.
He's just not me. Your boyfriend anymore. I'm going to rape him.
Oh, no.
I can't believe your boyfriend's being raped by Count Chocula.
Know,
that's hard
right?
to believe. That's
one
he
rape.
Deserves it.
No, that's the count on
two
the...
rapes. Three rapes. Four rapes. I'm done. I'm tired.
Do you understand this? This is what the woman goes there. She goes seeking something this ridiculous, and then she leaves like, she leaves complaining. You're a grown-up. And she's like, it was a PTSD situation. Gets better. And she says, eventually she was released. They rushed out of the house together. She told, the boyfriend didn't give a fuck. He's like, my shoulder was sore, but I wasn't traumatized by the incident. Regardless, the woman said she felt it was...
Probably having fun with it.
Right. The woman felt it was necessary to warn others about the graphic event that took place inside the room. If you're a victim of sexual assault, now remember, this started out with someone being like, I want to be scared. If you're a victim of sexual assault, do not go to the attached haunted houses she shared in Facebook. Because again, Facebook, let me tell you something, all you stupid fucking millennials, Facebook is real. If you want to make a difference, by the way, hey, millennials and Democrats.
I mean, all social media is real.
It's real. And if you want to make a difference in the upcoming election, all you Democrats, keep posting.
Just go on Facebook.
Yeah, just go on Facebook. Trump won't win again. Just go on Facebook because all the posting you're doing about you being triggered and you being in closed fucking social media groups, well, that'll overthrow a man that's fucking doing stuff to put unemployment at its lowest rate ever. Fucking keep doing, and his fucking whores whenever he wants because he fucking imported a supermodel wife to fuck at his leisure.
Right.
But don't horrible. Worry. Don't worry. Fucking Facebook will stop it. I love that in 2024, people are going to be like, what happened in the past 8 years? Because I'll tell you something. In 2016, fucking Republicans weren't sitting around going like, what happened the past 8 years? Like, all right, we're done with this guy. You know, he had a decent first 4 years. He won the next.
It's Gino getting preachy after a Halloween rape story. He's not your political boyfriend. I'm going to rape him. Gino, let us know where we can find Alana Love because we love Alana and Alana loves loving Alana, Alana, love, Alana, love, Alana, love, pumpkin patch, sex, cheat on wife.
Alana Love will be in the back of that white guy's van in 20 minutes screaming for help. But where will you be after that?
Well, after that, you can find me at Exotica November 2nd to...
November 2nd? What do we do till then? I'll tell you what I'm going to do till then.
Lacey and Wayne, New Jersey, Tuesday to Saturday.
Now, is that like, seriously, is that like a shift now? That's like, because we talked about this last time you're on, you evolved.
It's like my home away from home now. I'm there a lot.
It's like a regular gig.
Well, I'd like to rent a room there.
No, it's not like
that. She said it's a home away from home. Why can't I live there?
So in between me shooting and stuff like that.
Dude, in between me shooting, I go to other Instagram pages. Thank you. There you go. Okay, it just moved again. But you get what I'm saying. Like, so that's like it's like a home gig. It's like where you're it's right. Your primary source of income, but you enjoy what you're doing. You get to dance for that's fun.
I get
great.
To meet fans and stuff like that because they
now, how are your fans? Because we have the greatest fans in the world and Daniel. We have the greatest fans in the world. Like, how are your fans?
I love my fans. Without them, I wouldn't be me.
Now, I'm guessing...
Hey, guys, how great are fans?
I just really want to say that I think all people are amazing.
They're
going
to do this to me all day.
When people show support to other people, that's just really a great thing.
It is a great thing. Without them,
I'm not saying anything. I don't care. Are we done?
Gino, where are you going to be?
I will be actually at New York Comedy Club on Thursday night with our good friend A. Marie.
We have a show Thursday. You could mention that Thursday.
What's that? I have a show Thursday. I said that, New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, we have a show here on Thursday, so you could tell us about Thursday then.
Oh, tonight? I'm off tonight.
It's wonderful.
Where are you tonight?
I'm off tonight. I was going to do a tumor cancer fundraiser at Caroline's, but they decided to let cancer win.
I'll be at LOL tomorrow night. I love that club sometimes. Hate it the other
wonderful. Time. And remember, guys, after you go see Alana Love in Wayne, New Jersey, and you're hungry, make sure you
don't do one more flapjacks.
Maybe you're hungry, maybe you're starving. Flapjack McGillicuddy's Asian like Marvin. Flapjack McGillicuddy's
hard to eat.
All you can eat Saturday flapjacks. Get sick, throw up, get free Crystal Light. Log cabin syrup sticks to your dick less.
Are we done? I want to thank Railroad Spike, who may or may not know Chrissy Mayer. I want to thank Alana Love. I want to thank the best fans in the world. Go see Aaron Berg wherever the fuck he is. Morning is next. I think Chrissy's on that. Are you on it?
Sometimes the smell of a child reminds us that even though we're adults,
this is In Hot Water, boys and girls.
Thank you.
Do you know, in some countries, they can't even eat pancakes because Muslims... Honest on sex.
I love you all.
Do you know Gino doesn't have herpes? Do you know at Flapjack McGillicuddy's, we raised more money for the Ku Klux Klan last year than any other
restaurant. Give me that fucking microphone! That's the show! Go get the tits off the bay!
Flapjack McGillicuddy's. We won't always be there, but when we are...